from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Joining me now on the WadeFord.com hotline to partially break this down and maybe partially talk me off the ledge as well, it is Mike Conti. Mike, how you doing this evening? Been a busy ride home for you, I can imagine.
When I started getting the text, the first thing I thought was, man, Abe had a good show planned tonight. You have to throw that rundown away. I feel bad.
Well, you and I were talking about it. We can start there real quick. I expressed to you my concern about the energy level of Hawks fans as we build throughout this offseason. Tonight is not helping that, because a lot of fans, and not to kind of change the quote of a few good men, but a lot of fans have the mindset was all you did was weaken a team today. That's what a lot of people feel. I'm kind of in that mindset. I felt like this is not the only move to be made, but I really have a tough time believing right now that this is a franchise moving forwards, not backwards.
Well, I think maybe you ought to wait until free agency opens, and let's wait another week or two or three and see what additional moves are coming, because this is not going to be it. You know, what the Hawks did tonight, yeah, I mean, at the moment it looks like they're a weaker team, no doubt about it. I mean, Larry Nance Jr. is, he could even be a buyout candidate. I don't see him being very impactful. I think Dyson Daniels, very, very good young defender, high ceiling defensively. Not a very good shooter, not someone who's going to help you a whole lot offensively, but a good defender, and you need help there. To me, the biggest takeaway is the Hawks now have 2 first-round picks next year in a very deep draft. They might be edge of the lottery or outside of the lottery, but at least they're going to have 2 picks in the first round of a deep draft next year. What it appears to me, Abe, is that the Hawks have made their decision that they're going to try to keep going with Trae Young. They're going to try to build around him. Is it a full tear down and rebuild, or is it something not quite to that level? And I think that's something we'll probably find out over the next 96 to 120 hours as free agency opens. Because like I said on our draft show Thursday night, look, DeJounte or Trae, one of them was going to get traded. But where the Hawks really need to do the most work this coming month is in free agency, because they have made harmful moves in each of the last 3 years to their depth, and they have got to reverse that this year. They've made another harmful move to their depth tonight, but they can very, very quickly restore confidence depending on what they do in free agency starting this weekend.
Mike Conti, pre- and post-game host and analyst for the Atlanta Hawks here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, of course, brand manager as well. I'm starting to wonder, Mike, and this has kind of been where my frustration has gone, is that, and we've kind of teased the discussion, we've kind of talked about it a little bit over the last, say month. Do you think there's a world where it goes full rebuild and Trey heads out as well?
Only if Trey demands a trade, I think, at this point. That's my feel. I felt going into this, and this had been reported by others, you know, a lot of league insiders and, you know, people who are in with scouts and front offices and everything like that, that DeJounte probably had more trade value than Trey. Part of it because of the size of the contract that you would have to move with Trey Young, and quite frankly, you know, part of it because DeJounte's game might be slightly more well-rounded than Trey. But the Hawks have, you know, they've obviously sunk a lot of resources into making it work with Trey. The DeJounte thing was an attempt to make it work with Trey. It didn't work. They're cutting their losses. And they're cutting their losses now before wasting any more time, which, you know, that's a difficult decision and, you know, frankly, an admission of failure. But you have to at least give them credit for cutting their losses. I do not see a world where Trey Young is moved unless he is asking to be moved. And what gets tricky there, Abe, is depending on the next couple moves you make, if Trey assesses that he does not have the pieces around him to help the Hawks play winning basketball, which is something he talked about, how he wants to be in Atlanta, but he also wants to win. If he assesses that this roster is not built to win, well, then, you know, I would get maybe a little bit concerned about Trey's long-term future in Atlanta and whether or not he wants to be here. But I don't think we're at that point yet. I think we need to see what moves are coming here over the next 96 hours.
Yeah, and for me, Mike, that's the thing in regards to Trey, is that it feels like Landry Fields is now under a lot of pressure to explain every move. And maybe Trey doesn't want that. Maybe he's not going to ask for it, but I agree. Based on those comments of, I want to win in Atlanta, but what I really want to do is win, and if it has to be somewhere else, you have to convince right now your superstar that you're building this team to win. And tonight was a step back. I agree. I have agreed with everything else you've said, that this is not the only move. This is the start of a number of moves. It just can't be the only move. There's just no world. But I just feel like it's going to be very difficult to please Trey, and that would take something almost surprising to happen for me, and probably for Trey Young as well, to feel like this team is now going to be in better position than it was a year ago. It's going to take something significant.
It will. I agree with you, Abe. It absolutely will take something significant, but I'm not ruling out the possibility that might happen. You know, the Hawks just got two first round draft picks tonight. You know, they've restored some capital now. They have some assets that they can use in a trade market that they didn't have 2 hours ago. Again, I think it's more critical that the Hawks make smart moves in free agency and bring in proven veterans that can make this team deeper. And that doesn't have to be an all-star caliber player coming in here. I mean, I keep going back to the 2020 offseason where Travis Schlenk made this team remarkably better by bringing in guys like Bogey Bogdanovic and Danilo Gallinari and Rajon Rondo and Tony Snell and Chris Dunn. I mean, these weren't blockbuster moves. They were just a series of really solid moves at team-friendly numbers that made the Hawks immediately better and made them much more credible. And they spun that into a run to the Eastern Conference Finals. They were two wins away from the NBA Finals. Now, again, you've kind of decimated that over the last 3 years. And to an extent, you have you've not taken advantage of the room that you've given yourself. That John Collins trade exemption is still there. And I think it has to be used by July 8th, if I'm not mistaken. You know, you didn't get much in terms of a return from Kevin Huerter. So you've made some mistakes. I think some of them, again, were financially motivated. But look, Tony Ressler has said he's willing to go into the luxury tax if he feels like he's got a team that can win. So if Landry Fields and Kyle Korver and Nick Ressler over the next 96 hours can identify some free agents who want to be here, who want to play with trade and can make this team better, the Hawks have perhaps a little bit of financial flexibility, knowing that their owner would be willing to spend into the luxury tax to make that happen. So we're just going to have to see. I mean, again, I think it's very, very easy to, I don't want to say overreact, but just react emotionally to what has happened tonight. But I think by Monday morning, we'll have a better understanding and maybe a little bit of a better lens through which to look at this trade.
Mike Conley, Atlanta Hawks analyst, pre- and post-game host, and brand manager here on 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Joining me here on 92.9 The Game tonight. You know, another thing, and I tried to warn people not to feel this way, but I do think recency bias is just a natural result of what happens. If last weekend we had been told DeJounte Murray was traded and the Atlanta Hawks got back two first-round picks and two players, one of which could be a rotational piece in Daniels, one that could be bought out or moved or part of another package, whatever it may be, I don't know if we would necessarily look at it as such a lack of return. I think there is a viewing of what Mikal Bridges brought.
Yep.
And
yep.
I do think that also is in play here for the emotions of a lot of Hawks fans, because for all we talked about, you're not going to get the three first-round picks back. Just get what you can. That had been a discussion for months. Now you've got two first-round picks back, and I know that they – might be in the lottery, certainly in the second year, probably not in 2027. But you know, the Lakers didn't make the playoffs this year. I don't know how much better they're going to get. So that one could be, you never know. But you did get two first-round picks back. And I do think recency bias is costing us from that frame.
Well, really good point, okay? If Mikal Bridges set the market, then you're looking at what the Hawks got in return tonight and thinking, this is disappointing, because I would argue DeJounte Murray is a superior player to Mikal Bridges, and the Hawks got less of a return than what the Brooklyn Nets got. Maybe we could have an argument on whether Bridges is a superior player to Murray. I don't know. Maybe I'm biased because I watch DeJounte every night. So point very well taken. But I would also make the point that I thought the New York Knicks overpaid for Mikal Bridges. So even though that might have set the market, at the same time, maybe you can say that was not a really fair way to set the market because of the way that the Knicks overpaid. But that is another log on the fire. That is absolutely an excellent point, well taken, Abe. You just have to see where this goes. And again, the 2025 draft, I mean, for as weak as the 2024 draft was, the 2025 draft is said by everyone to be extremely deep. You know that Sacramento pick that you currently hold in your hand is 1 through 12 protected. So, I mean, it's either going to be very, very periphery of the lottery or not in the lottery at all. The other pick you got tonight, almost certainly not going to be in the lottery. But if you're picking at, you know, 17 and 22 in a deep draft, you give yourself two solid chances to get another rotational player. So now you've traded Murray, who wasn't working with Trey, for two rotational players who might work better with Trey and within the context of what Quinn Snyder is trying to do. And now it becomes a little more palatable. You just have to wait and see. The opposite side of the token is you could completely whiff on the draft picks next year. Murray could go to New Orleans and be all NBA. The Pelicans, who I think have made themselves incredibly stronger and probably a top four contender in the Western Conference, that could happen too. And that can be very, very difficult to stomach. But that's part of the beauty of sports and why we just have to kind of let it play out. I know a lot of fans listening to us right now are probably screaming at the radio, we don't want to let this play out. We're getting impatient. And I get that too. I totally get that too. But I think not that this Hawks front office has earned any benefit of the doubt, but I do think it would only be fair to wait and see where this goes over the next week.
You know, Mike, I started tonight. And when I say started tonight, I mean we had already known about the trade before I started the show. But I did start tonight with patience. I had slowly lost quite a bit of it. You've put some back into me now. And I think this is probably where I stand in regards to it, and hopefully where a lot of Hawks fans can join me. I do think today the team is worse. I also think there's no shot that this is the only move. And so we're just hopeful that whatever happens over the next 72 hours or whatever remainder of the offseason, we can kind of feel like, okay, maybe this was a step forward. It's certainly not right now, but it does open some things up. And so that's kind of where I'm at, and we'll see how many Hawks fans I can get to join me in that tonight.
Well, I look at it this way. Tonight, I think it's confirmed that Trae Young is still going to be an Atlanta Hawk. I'm happy about that. You know, and I know some fans preferred DeJounte to Trey, and some fans wanted to wipe this out and send Trey packing. I still think Trey is an elite player that has limitations defensively because of his size, not because of lack of effort, just because of his size. The Hawks as a team can do things to their roster to compensate for that. I am happy if this means that Trae Young is still an Atlanta Hawk. I'm happy because it means that one of the top players of the league is still going to be here in Atlanta. And now it's the job of the front office to build around him. And to the point you made earlier about how Trey must be feeling about all of this, I think it's almost a certainty that discussions have been had with Trey. Trey probably is aware of the plan. Trey probably even had, to a degree, some input on what the plan might be. I'm not necessarily worried about Trey reacting to what happened tonight and starting to make decisions about his future maybe being short for Atlanta. I think, if anything, it's just the opposite.
Mike, appreciate you joining me here, and obviously everyone will be able to hear you tomorrow night, 7:30, for the call of Atlanta United against Toronto FC. But until then, hope you can have a relaxing and uneventful evening, if possible.
Well, I'm going to be listening to you, so it's not going to be relaxing, but hopefully it'll be uneventful.
Dealing with me rarely is. Thanks a lot, Mike. Appreciate it.
See you, Abe.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.